Some of you know this is the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic.
我想你们大概知道，今年是泰坦尼克号沉了的下沉的100周年。
And they recently came out with a new book titled "How to Survive the Titanic."
最近呢有出了一本书，叫做《泰坦尼克号怎么来那个怎么来那就是如何来拯救这个泰坦尼克号。
And one of the things I found very interesting in this book was how they tried to maintain the class distinction on the part of those who actually died in the Titanic.
那里面呢有讲到说这个泰坦尼克号它那个分了很多的等级。
When they sent boats from Newfoundland to pick up the corpses that were still floating in their life jackets, they first of all tried to find out all of those who were from the first class.
当那些去拯救的人，他们在那个一开始的时候，他们找的是那些是在头等舱的那些那个客人们。
And they put the corpses from first class into expensive coffins.
那他们找到了这些那个已经死掉的那些是头等舱的人的时候呢，他们就把它放在最好的那些棺材里面。
But they put the corpses from the second and third class into just canvas bags.
那他把那些三等、四等舱的那些死人就放到了那些那个帆布的袋子里面。
And the crew, all they did to them was just pack them in ice and throw them on the deck of the ships.
那他们就把那些那个放到袋子里面，就放到那个甲板上。
And I was intrigued by this that the people thought that they could maintain the class status of corpses who had died in the Titanic, but you can't do that. Death doesn't acknowledge any first class accommodations.
他们所做的是想说把那些已经死了的人也当把他们分成阶层来那个处理，但是他们不懂得说已经死了的人是不可能再分阶层了。
That brings me to what I want to talk with you about for a few minutes this afternoon. Here's the question. What's the end game for our human bodies?
那这就是今天我要讲的一个主题，就是在末日的时候，我们是怎么来处理我们的那些肉体的。
When we die, are we just going to be worm food?
那我们死了以后，其实就是一个昆虫的一个那个食物了。
Or is there this dazzling, glorious future that lies in store for the bodies of believers?
那也可能是一个荣耀的一个荣光焕发的一个那个出路，就是我们这些信徒们的。
Now we heard the passage that I want to talk on. It was read as 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I just want to reread for you just one verse. The last verse of 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Corinthians 15, 58. If you have your Bibles, turn to 1 Corinthians 15, 58.
那我们刚刚已经念过那个哥林多前书的十五章了。我现在呢要重新再念一遍的是哥林多前书十五章里面的五十八节。
It says, therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm, let nothing move you, always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
哥林多前书十五章五十八节说，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常极力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒劳的。
The big idea of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 boils down to this, that Christ's resurrection guarantees your resurrection.
那这个主哥林多前书十五章里面最重要的就是讲到主耶稣的复活也带来了证明了就是你我的那个将来的希望。
I want you to get a very interesting contrast that Paul makes in this chapter between our present bodies and our future glorified bodies.
那保罗在这里面呢有提到，就是说我们现在的那个肉体和我们将来荣耀的肉体。
This distinction is found in verse 43. If you have your Bibles, it says this: Our body is sown, that is sown into the grave in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, and it is raised in power. That's verse 43.
那在这个十五章四十三节里面就讲到了，四十三节说，所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的。所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的。
You know, when Paul talks about our present bodies, it sounds like he's leading an AARP pep rally. You know what the AARP is? That's for those of us who are old. You know, sounds like Paul saying to everyone who's, you know, 65 and older, let's get together and let's have a pep rally.
那个保罗这里就讲到了，就是说让我们在那个在一起来那个做一个庆祝吧。
By the way, I came across a terrific definition of middle age recently.
那个讲到了就是现在那个中年人的一个。
Listen to this. Middle age is when a man is warned to slow down not by the cops but by your doctor.
那个讲到说那个中年人呢，其实他并不是说因着来就是接近死亡的那个，而是因为医生所带给你的一个恐慌。
You know, we have some kids and they're always being stopped by cops for speeding, but when you get my age, the doctor's trying to stop you and slow you down.
那个中年人呢，就是你看小孩子会就是说害怕说被那个警察来那个截下来，但是中年人呢是因为医生给你的一些指示而害怕。
But if you look at this verse, it uses two words to describe what our resurrection bodies are going to be like. The two words are glory and power.
那我们讲到这个复活所给我们的一个是什么样的情景呢？就是一个荣耀和有能力的。
That simply means this: when you and I are given our resurrection body, nothing will be impossible for us to do in our glorified body.
那就是说，当我们的那个肉身那个被复活了，就是有荣耀的那个有能力的，就是没有任何事情可以阻止我们来做了。
Let me give you a couple of illustrations of what I'm saying.
让我们举一个例子。
If you can't dance right now, you know, I'm not a good dancer, but if you can't dance right now, when you get your glorified body, you'll be able to appear on Dancing with the Stars and you'll make them look like a bunch of beginners.
那就举个例子来说，如果你现在是一个不会跳舞的人的话呢，当你的肉体升华了以后，你的荣耀 的那个肉身就会跳舞，就像闪烁的星星一样。
If you can't write music, you know, or sing right now, the day will come when you will be able to write music like Bach.
那虽然你现在如果不会那个作曲或者是那个有音乐的才能的话，将来你就会有了。
And if you can't play basketball right now, the day will come when you'll be able to play basketball like Jeremy Lin.
那如果你现在是个不会打篮球的人，将来你大概就会像 Jeremy Lin 一样，会那个这么好的篮球手。
Okay, so the first point that is that Christ's resurrection guarantees our future resurrection.
我们讲到了那个基督的复活，就给我们那个保证了我们将来我们的复活。
But let's get practical. What does the resurrection say to you and me right now in the middle of our rat race life?
那这个复活，这个到底在你我的今天这么匆那个繁忙的那个日子当中有什么意义呢？
You know, sometimes I like to think of the Christian life as being like broccoli.
那我们有时候说我们基督徒的日子好像像那个这蔬菜那个 broccoli 那个蔬菜一样。
You know, broccoli's good for you, right? And it's spiritually good for you, and it'll give you a long life, but broccoli isn't the best tasting food going.
那我们就说那个 broccoli 这个蔬菜呢是很有营养的，是给你会那个延寿的，但是呢并不是一个就是很好吃的东西，就好像我们那个属灵一样。
So we're eating all of our spiritual broccoli, but where's the joy? Where's the joy in our Christian life?
那我们现在呢，在其实一直在那个接受灵粮这样子的事情，但是我们会想说，我们的喜乐在哪里呢？
Sometimes we feel like Sisyphus. Do you remember the story of Sisyphus?
你知道那个Sisyphus 这样子的一个故事吗？
Sisyphus was this mythological character who was sentenced to an eternity of pushing this huge rock all the way up to the top of this mountain.
那 Sisyphus 他在这个故事里面，就是他是一个主角，就是他用这个永恒的一种力量呢，把一个大石头呢，就是一直推到那个山顶上。
But as soon as it got to the top of the mountain, do you remember what happened? He'd lose control, and the big boulder would roll all the way back down, and he'd have to do it, and he had to do that for eternity.
那这个你知道他把这个石头推到顶上以后发生什么吗？因为他那个松了一下，就是力道不够，这个大石又滚下来，所以他又要重新再来一次，这样子要把那个推上去。
Sometimes we feel like the writer of Ecclesiastes who said what? Vanity of vanities, everything is vanity.
他就说就是很多事情都是会消失无踪的，就是会蒸发这样子的，就是不永恒。
You know, it's so easy to really work your butt off for the Lord, and you think, what's the use of all of my work as a Christian parent? What's the use? I'm wasting my time. It doesn't seem as if I'm getting anywhere in all of my work for God.
那有些时候呢，你就会非常的那个急躁的，觉得说，我做了这么多，这个到底是为了什么呢？我看不到结果啊。
You know, it's so easy to fall out of love with the Lord's work. It's, you know, we fall in love with the Lord's work, but at some point we fall out of love with the Lord's work.
所以我们说很容易呢，你就是那个失去了方向，而且呢，就是对神的爱呢，就慢慢减少了。
And the question is this, you know, am I wasting my time? You know, what's the point of doing all of this? And it's very interesting. The verse we read earlier, verse 58 says, "Know that your work in the Lord is not in what? In vain. It's not in vain."
但我们虽然我们常常会觉得说这些我们所做的好像都是徒劳的，但是呢，那个哥林多前书十五章的58节告诉我们，你们所做的一切不是徒然的。
Do you remember the story of Jesus and the one thief on the cross?
你知道那个在那个耶稣在那个十架上时候，那个有一个人吗？
Do you remember what the thief cried out to the Lord Jesus? What did he cry out?
你知道这个会偷窃的人，他跟那个耶稣基督那个哭喊什么呢？
Do you remember he cried out, "Remember me, Lord. Remember me when you come into your kingdom."
那他说请记得我，请记住我，那个你当你再来的时候。
And what did Jesus say to him?
你知道耶稣基督说什么吗？
He said basically, of course I'll remember you. In fact, today you'll be with me in paradise.
他就回答说，耶稣基督说，当然我会记得你，我一定会再记得你，而且带你进天堂。
Isn't that amazing? I mean, you would think that the Lord Jesus, he's hanging on the cross, that he would have far more important things to do than to just remember this one common criminal. And yet he said to this, I'll remember you, I'll remember you, and I'll bring you into my kingdom.
你可以想象吗？耶稣基督当他在十字架上的时候，他还能够这么那个记得说，跟这么一个那个偷窃的一个罪人来说，我会记得你。
And I want to encourage you because many times what you and I do is we cry out to God as we're doing work and we feel, you know, nothing's being accomplished. We cry out to the Lord, Lord, do you remember me? Will you remember me?
你看我们在日常当中生活当中做了很多很多其他的事情的时候，你都会说跟神说，你记得我吗？神啊，你记得我吗？
You know what the Lord says? He says, of course I'll remember you. I remember you all the time. And so that's the guarantee that when you're working so hard for the Lord in your home and in the church, that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
主会告诉你说，你所做的所有的一切，我都会记得，都不是徒然的。
But there's a second way in which the resurrection of Jesus Christ helps us right now.
那在那个我们讲到这个耶稣基督复活的这个第二点上，它会影响到我们现今的我们。
And that is the resurrection power of Jesus Christ empowers me to be obedient right now.
所以将那个神耶稣基督的复活呢，它会教会我们做一个顺服的人，来顺服主。
Yeah, let me be honest. You know what the real problem is in our living the Christian life?
你知道我们作为基督徒会有什么问题呢？
I'll tell you what it is. We come to the Lord and we say, God, I'm willing to give you everything in my life except one thing.
你会觉得那个发现说会有这样的情形吗？你说神啊，我会给你我所有的东西，但是除了一样。
So I'll give you everything, Lord, except my money.
然后说神啊，我会给你所有东西，但是不是我的钱。
Or I'll give you everything in my life, Lord, except my sex life.
或者你会说我会给你所有东西，但是不是我的性生活。
Or I'll give you everything in my life, Lord, except the sins of my tongue.
或者说我会给你所有东西，但是我口舌的那个罪我不放弃。
Has it ever occurred to you that when Jesus talked to those who were to follow him, he always gives really radical, tough commands, right? No Mickey Mouse stuff with Jesus. He gives radical commands.
那耶稣基督在给我们那个使命的时候呢，他会给一些很难完成的，就是不是一个很容易的。
Let me give you a couple examples. He says, "Judge not."
他说不要那个来审判。
He says, "Don't lust."
他说不要有那个欲望。
Stop gossiping.
不要来那个这老实。
Stop being a cheapskate. Give your money away.
他说你不要吝啬，把你的钱给出去。
And you know, sometimes I read these tough commands that the Lord makes to me as a Christian, and you know what I tend to say? I say, Lord, are you joking?
有时候你会觉得说神对你真的是很那个，就有很多要求是你很难那个能够接受的。
There are one of three possibilities with all of the tough commands Jesus gives. Number one, he's either joking, or number two, he's really mean.
你会想到说，首先你觉得说他可能是在开玩笑吧，不会真的这样子，或者你就说，哇，那他对我实在是太那个不公平了。
Or the third possibility is that the commands are empowering, and as I do radically obey the Lord, all of a sudden there's this mysterious power in my life that will cause my life to change.
那你有没有想过还有第三点呢？神是在借用这个来装备我们，让我们有能力来那个面对这样子的一个世界。
Let me illustrate by this great scene in the novel Great Divorce by C.S. Lewis.
那让我再来讲一个，就是有一本书叫那个离婚的一个知识。
There's this Christian who has this lizard on his shoulder.
那有一个基督徒，他有一个lizard， 一个在蜥蜴在他的那个肩膀上。
And this lizard, which represents his old nature, is whispering lies into his ear.
那这个蜥蜴就在那个人的耳边，就在那个讲的小声讲一些那个骗人的话。
And he wants to kill this lizard, but he can't do it.
他很想要把这个蜥蜴给杀了，但是他不行。
And I'll tell you why, because he's afraid he will die too. He's afraid if I kill this lizard is so much a part of my life that I'll die too.
因为他会觉得很害怕，他觉得说这个如果他把这个蜥蜴给杀了，也许他那个他也会死。
But finally he allows the Spirit of God to kill that lizard.
最后呢，他以那个神的那个灵呢，圣灵的那个力量呢，就是杀了这个 lizard。
And you know what happens to that lizard? All of a sudden, that lizard is resurrected.
你知道那个发生什么吗？这个戏一下子就复活了。
And that lizard is transformed into this glorious white horse, and he rides away on that white horse.
结果呢，这个蜥蜴呢，居然是那个复活以后，那个变成了一匹白马，他就带着这个人呢，就那个离开了。
Let me tell you, maybe the Lord's roughing you up a little bit, and he's saying, I want to deal with this, I want to deal with that. And you say, no, Lord, anything but that. Let him deal with it, and he will resurrect, his resurrection power will start to flow through you.
所以呢，当你觉得说神让你做一些不可思议的事情，你做不到的事情时候，请相信他是为了要装备你，让你有能力做其他的一切。
I just want to give you one last thought as we close.
我们要讲最后一点。
Someone has said that the basic hunger of our life is each one of us hungers for a story.
那我们说我们在每一个人的生活当中，我们都在那个就是很征战的在要想战胜一些事情。
And guess who's the main character in the story? You are. You are the main character in the story you yearn for.
其实在你那个挣扎你我的那些生活当中琐碎的时候，你我其实是主角。
The problem with our secular culture is they've lost their story. They don't know who they are.
你就知道那些人呢，就是在生活当中呢，失去了方向，他们就不知道你我是谁。
I read an interesting article just recently that contained the last words spoken by geniuses on their deathbed.
那就是有那个讲到了，就是在那个死亡的时候所讲的那些话。
Remember the great singer Frank Sinatra? You know what he said on his deathbed? He says, "I'm losing. I'm losing."
那个一个很出名的那个 Frank Sinatra 是他在那个死亡的时候就说我失去了，我正在那个流失。
And Van Gogh, the great artist, said as he lay on his deathbed, you know, he said the sadness will last forever.
那个有名的那个画家梵高呢，在他死亡的时候，他说悲伤是永恒的。
And then there are the last words spoken by the great Freud, the great psychiatrist.
那有一个那个非常有名的一个心理学家，这个Freud， 他在死的时候讲的。
Do you know what Freud said as he was on his death? If anyone should have figured out life, it would have been Freud. Do you know what he said on his deathbed?
你知道这个 Freud 这个他在死亡的时候说的是什么话吗？
He said, "This is it. This is absurd."
他说就这样了，这样就完结了。
You see, a lot of people don't know the story.That God has wanted to put into their lives. And I want to contrast that with the story of Johnny Erickson Tada as we close.
那我们要用 Johnny Erickson 讲的话呢来那个结束今天的。
Some of you know Johnny Erickson Tada was paralyzed in a diving accident when she was 17, and she was paralyzed from the neck on down.
那 Johnny Erickson Tada 他在17岁的时候呢，就一个那个意外呢，就让他那个中那个完全是那个中风了。
And so ever since then, she's been confined to a wheelchair.
他就只能在那个wheelchair 上。
And some time ago, she was at a huge Christian convention.
那在一个很大的一个基督徒的一个传道会上。
And the speaker asked everyone in that huge audience to get down on their knees in prayer before God, before Jesus.
在这个布道会上呢，那个传道人就说，那个布道人就说，你大家要跪下来，要来那个祷告。
And everyone in that massive auditorium got down on their knees except one person.
所有的人呢都在这那个大堂里面呢都跪下来除了一个人。
Johnny Erickson, she couldn't get down on her knees because she was confined to a wheelchair.
Johnny Erickson 呢没办法跪下来，因为他是那个在那个轮椅上不能动。
She began to weep quietly, not because she was feeling sorry for herself, but because the sight was so awesome, so beautiful, of over 1,000 people all on their knees before Jesus Christ.
他呢 ，Johnny Erickson 呢就开始哭泣了。他不是因为他那个不能，就是他在wheelchair 上，但是是因为他看到这么壮观的一个场面，每个人都跪着，但是他不能。
But then she began to weep as she thought another thought.
那后来呢，他就停止了，因为他想到了另外一件事情。
She thought, you know, one day I'm going to get a resurrection body.
他就想到了，某一天呢，我会得到一个新生的一个肢体。
She said, this body is going to be so powerful and so dazzling that I'll be able for the first time to run and jump and do aerobics and dance.
他说当那一天来临的时候，我就会有一个重新的那个新的一个肢体，我就可以跑，可以奔，可以做任何事情。
But she said, the very first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look out for Jesus Christ.
但是我现在首先要做的事情就是我要寻找耶稣基督。
And I'm going to drop on my glorified knees and I'm going to kneel before Jesus Christ.
那我要再找到这那个耶稣基督的时候，我要跪下来向他那个祷告。
You see, Johnny Erickson knows her story. She knows who she is.
你知道 Johnny Erickson, 他知道他是谁，他知道他怎么来写他的故事。
As we close today, do you know who you are? Do you know your personal story?
你知道你是谁吗？你会写你自己的故事吗？
Don't be like Freud, who comes to the end of his life and he says, this is it. This is absurd.
不要像这个 Freud 这样子到了最后他说哇就这样子就这样完了。
If you've never done so, I want to challenge you to make a personal commitment of your life to the risen Lord.
那如果你还没有是基督徒的话我要你那个在这个时候能够来奉献你自己摆上你自己。
And as sure as we are standing or sitting here today, I guarantee the day will come when you will think, never in my wildest dreams did I ever dream that God had this in store for me.
所以呢，我希望说你们在座的每一个人，在将来呢某一天的时候，你会不会说想到说，哇，我怎么会没有想到有这么一天呢？
You've never done so, commit your life to Christ.
如果你还没有做的话呢，请你把你的一生摆在主面前。